Greetings, welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now in Masechet Chulin Daf Pei Gimel Amud Aleph, about to take a look at the final Mishneot in this, the fifth Perek. There's four times during the year that if you sell an animal, you have to let him know that you sold either this animal's mother or this animal's child to be shechted, so he makes sure not to violate Oto Lepino. When is this? These are only times when people do a lot of slaughtering, and therefore it's likely that on that same day they're going to be slaughtering the one they bought. We have an Erev Yom Tov Achon Shel Chag, the end of Sukkot, Erev Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach, before the beginning of Pesach, Erev Atzeret, just before Shavuot, Erev Rosh Hashanah. Interesting enough, Erev Sukkot is not in here. He holds it on, and he records that in the Galil they would have a very big meal, Erev Yom Kippur, and everybody would slaughter also. When is this? That's only if there's no room between when you sold the other animal and Yom Tov. You don't have to because they'll slaughter a different day, maybe. But Rabbi Yehuda agrees that if you sell the mother, meaning the big animal, to the Chatan's family and the small one, the baby, to the Kala's family, we'll see why they picked that example, you have to let them know, even though it might be a week before the wedding, because everybody knows they're going to slaughter on the same day, the day of the wedding. On the same four times, they force a shochet to shecht an animal. Meaning, a guy comes up to a shochet, and he's got an animal worth $1,000, and this guy says, I'm going to give you $5, whatever it is, dinar, of meat worth, then normally we don't force the shochet to shecht until he's got enough buyers. But there's, you know, so many buyers now that we say you have to shecht. And as a result of that, leficha, and therefore this guy has his dinars worth of meat coming to him, leficha he made meat alokeach, but that means that if you gave him the dinar and then the animal died, then you're out your dinar. It's like your animal. That part of the animal is yours, the buyer. The rest of the year we can't force him to do it. Therefore, if a person handed over money to a shochet and the animal died, the mocher loses and he has to give back the money to the lokeach. Okay, Tana. If the guy didn't tell you whether or not he sold the mother or the baby that day or so, then you can go and shochet. You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to go investigate and everything else. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Lama the midday ta'im lachatav tabat akala." He mentioned in the Mishnah that they would explain why they used the example of the big animal for the chatan and the little one for the kala. Mita gamorche kamashlan. The answer is they're teaching an incidental point. Dorach ara lemitrach bechatna tfei bekalta. It's the normal way to for the chatan's family to big buy more for the meal than for the kala, which means or the beit chatan for the beit kala. And therefore, they're going to typically buy the mother, and the kala will typically buy the small one. Now, etc. So we said, why would the buyer be out the animal? He didn't take the animal. He didn't take possession. He just gave a dinar. Let's talk about a case where he did take the animal. He did a mashicha. So why would it be in the parallel case the rest of the year? If you took possession, then why would you not have to pay? Why wouldn't you lose if an animal died from a shach? You didn't take possession. So then why did you lose out in that case? Some third party went in on your behalf without asking you. And he made the acquisition. These four times a year where it's a schut for you to get meat because you need it. So therefore, shlichut is valid. And you happen to lose. This is very difficult because hard to apply zachin in a case like this where you actually lose. The famous Mishnah at the end of the first parak of Gittin, that you cannot self-appoint as a shaliach for someone when it's to his detriment. Or a Kabbalah Saget, for instance, or get shichur, the machlok or Rebbeinu Chachamim, about get shichur for an eved. So here, we say the rest of the year, well, you might not want the meat, therefore I can't appoint myself as a shaliach to buy meat for you. But those four times I can. And therefore it's a valid shlichut. If the animal died, it's your loss. Rabbi Lazar Omer, he says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, a whole different take. Here's the deal. Rabbi Yochanan says, Dvar Torah Ma'ot Konot. Rabbi Yochanan says, the Sugyan Kiddushin, other places, Midoraita, the minute you pay money, you own the item. Matam amru mishicha konas. So why did Chachamim say it's not yours until you take possession? Because maybe you'll buy from an unscrupulous guy, and you'll pay him the money, and then it's yours, and he'll say, oops, they just had a fire in the storehouse, and you lost your stuff. Therefore, it's not yours till you take possession. Rabbi Yochanan says, these four times a year, we go back to the Din Torah, that Ma'ot Konot, you gave the money, it's yours. Okay. The last Mishnah, Yom Echad, it says, Yom Echad, Hamur Hayom means that the day starts at night, and the next 24 hours are all part of the same day. Which means, by the way, if you shecht an animal at 4 in the afternoon, 4 hours later you could shecht the mother if it's nighttime. On the other hand, if you shecht an animal at night, you've got to wait all the way till the next night. Et zudar shemishim ben zoma. Fimish drasha, ne'amar b'maseh b'reshit yom achad, v'ayar v'ayboki yom achad, marmatom b'no yochel, you can hold yishchatu b'yom achad. Ma yom achad amur b'maseh b'reshit, ayom olech achar alayla, just like in b'reshit, the night is first then the day. If yom achad amur b'otom b'no, yom olech achar alayla, same thing v'otom b'no. Here's the background why we would think differently. After all, as we saw a few podcasts ago, the entire focus of Otobe Pino is in the context of Kodshim. Matter of fact, we would even think, this is the first podcast in the parak, we wouldn't think it only applies to Kodshim. Kodshim, the halacha in Kodshim, in the world of the Mikdash, is that the night follows the day. You shecht an animal today, you eat it all night. Yacholav Zekain, I might think that Otobe Pino follows the same model. So if you shecht an animal at 7 in the morning, you can't shecht its young until sunrise the next day. Therefore we have this drasha. Now Rebbe Omer, Yom Echad is a different take. It's a beautiful little allusion. Yom HaMiyuchad, meaning their special days, Ta'un Kruz, when you have to announce that I sold the mother or I sold the baby, so people will know if they buy the other one not to shecht it that day. And that's the sort of allusion to the halacha that we saw in the previous Mishnah, that there are four times a year that when you sell an animal, you have to let people know that you sold either its mother or its offspring, and so they don't violate Otovet Pino by shechting it on the same day. We have successfully completed our study of this very short, very powerful parak, parak chamishi. And Yitzhak Hashem, in the next podcast, we'll begin parak shishi, kisui adam. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.